It's that time again. Yeah. Ya es la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención, classes and sessions. Tune in for an hour, maybe more, that's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause them churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit, yeah. That mean you take a loss if you stray from the way. You get an understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it's say what it say. Ya viene el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos israelita, oye cómo explica, Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Yeah, history is the love, it's the power hour. The 11 hour. Tune in to your history, you know it ain't no history. Power hour, the 11 hour. You know where you're true history, 11 hour.
Hey, shalom, shalom. Most High Christ bless. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Yes, sir.
Right?
That's right.
All praise to the Most High. I'm Officer Nehemiah. To my right, I got a special guest.
Officer Yuan in the house. What's going
praises.
On?
Who we got?
Officer Caleb.
And Soldier Eric.
Hey, all praises. All praises. Yeah. This our first one, man. This our first one, huh? Right? Right, Officer right. Daniel? All praises to the Most High, man.
That's
I'm
right.
Glad to
that's
be
right.
with you, brothers and sisters, here on the Sabbath
mm-hmm.
at the Power Hour Judah edition. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I gotta take. Oh, you know me, man. You know me. I gotta take shots. No, but all love to the original Power Hour crew.
Right.
You know, filling in for Officer Zara, Officer Issachar, and you got Deacon Joshua and the Power Hour crew on Wednesday. The Power Hour Plus.
That's
always
right.
Tune into that, right? Exclusively on IUIC Phoenix, right?
That's right.
You know, we only got an hour, so I ain't gonna take it too long. You know what I mean? So we gonna jump right in. So topic today, topic, a heavy topic. Basic scriptures gonna come out, right? We're gonna talk a little bit about the nation, right? A strong man is needed to raise a strong nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we lack. That's what we lack in the nation of Israel, right? We lack strong leaders, right? But as we're coming up as leaders in Israel, united in Christ, we're changing that narrative, right?
Absolutely.
We're bringing
right.
back what the nation back in order. We're
yeah.
bringing it back in order because the Most High said we must do things decently and in order, right?
Yes, sir.
All things got to be in order. If it's not in order, God say we in the midst of confusion, right?
Right,
right. Right? That's not of the Most High God. So you blacks, you Hispanics, you Native American Indians, right, who are the Israelites according to the Bible, we must come back and build our nation as strong men because the women, the children, they going to follow
right.
when the men are strong and they get in order, right?
That's right.
So I got a video here, man, that we went over a few power hours back, but we didn't really dive into it. And it's some heavy stuff to unpack here. And the funny thing about this video really is there's different races up on this video, and it's going to show you the response on Jake or Judah's response to what a leader is, what a man is, and then what Esau's response is to it.
Mm.
So it's going to be a lot to unpack, and I'm sure you brothers, like you said, y'all going to have a lot to bring out once y'all hear this video.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump right into it. We're going to jump right into it. Go ahead and play it.
To bring race into it, but black men, why are y'all always letting us down when y'all go on these panels? Like, why?
Yeah.
Serious question. I wanted to play what the black men have to say about what masculinity is versus what the cowboy hat wearing white men.
So he said, I want to play what masculinity is. And he said, you're going to hear the different responses between the black hood brother and the white cowboy brother. Right? So What's
crazy? He already saying the black man letting us down.
Right, right. Right. He already said he started it off, right. See, officer picked that up, man. He's like, yo, this brother, he...
You hear it in his voice.
He let us down once again. All right, go ahead, yo.
Hey, about what masculinity is, watch.
I'm a black man from the hood. To me, being a man is knowing when to be soft.
Point number one is a man who walks with God.
Oh,
point number
God.
Two is a man who stands on principle. Point number three, which is a masculine man, is someone who is willing to sacrifice for point four the people that he leads. A true man is a leader. And number five, a masculine man is never a coward.
Damn. That's a lot there.
Yeah.
Stop. Damn. So you saw that.
He said no one to be soft. Sit down.
Bro.
What?
Know when to be soft, bro. That
oh,
we the top of the topic of conversation is masculinity.
Right.
The first thing that pops out of his mouth when we talking about masculinity is learn how to be soft.
That's
Levi for sure.
That's a toxic masculinity.
He said, we ain't gonna put that on Judah. We ain't gonna put that on Judah, man. No, but Judah need to get in order too. Judah need to get in order too. We say the thing he said was, I'm from the hood. And then the next thing that comes out of his mouth is, you got to be soft.
Oh,
my good. Oh.
Hey, can we really play it back?
Run it back. Run it back for the officers.
Hey, officer, you want to speak closer to the mic, sir.
He spit him right out.
To bring race into it. But black men, why are y'all always letting us down when y'all go on these panels? Like, why? Serious question. I wanted to play what the black man had to say about what masculinity is versus what the cowboy hat wearing white man had to say about what masculinity is. Watch.
I'm a black man from the hood. To me, being a man is knowing when to be soft.
Point number one is a man who walks with God. Point number two is a man who stands on principle. Point number three, which is a masculine man, is someone who is willing to sacrifice for point four the people that he leads. A true man is a leader. And number five, a masculine man is never a coward.
That's a lot there.
Yeah. Male and female matter.
Real quick, wow. Stop it. You want to say something?
No, go ahead.
No, let me. I want to set the scene with this right here. I want to just set the scene with this. The Most High God in His Bible, He called the nation of Israel. He called the men to be the leaders.
Right.
Let's get that. I just want to touch on that real quick. Give me two scriptures. I want Ezekiel 34, and then I want Proverbs after that. Because I just want to set the scene real quick to let the nation know. Right? For those who don't know, obviously we know because we follow in this Bible who the leaders are, right, of the nation, of the congregation. But we got to set the scene for our people who don't know, who are ignorant to this Bible. Ezekiel 34 and 31.
This is the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34 and verse 31.
Read it out.
And ye, my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men.
So God said the flock of his pasture are the men. So everything starts with the men, right? Give me Proverbs 8 and 4. And if y'all want to jump in, go ahead.
Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 4.
Bring it out.
To you, O men,
I call.
My voice is to the sons of man.
You see that? God says, unto you men, I call, and my voice are to the sons of men, right? So the men are to be those masculine figures in a nation and lead the nation.
Right.
We can't be having brothers come on here talking about, first and foremost, let's have a conversation about masculinity, representing the nation. And guess what he says? First and foremost, you got to be soft.
Oh, man.
You got to rub backs and give hugs.
Not rub backs.
And give hugs. Tell the black woman and... That's out of order. It's going to be all right.
Oh, man.
I'm from the hood.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Try to preface
on.
That to get some.
Stop it.
Right.
Get some help.
Man, thank you. IT on point, man. They on point. Stop it. Get some help, man. Yeah. Get some help. Get some help from the Lord.
Can I get one?
Yeah,
one
go ahead.
Scriptures. Give me Ezekiel 3. I don't understand how Esau came with it. I mean, he listed it very, very clearly. These are the things that it takes to be a man. This is what masculinity is.
Mm-hmm.
And we have lost it as a nation. And so us returning, we got to be able to reinstill those qualities back into our nation.
Right.
3:17.
This is the book of Ezekiel, chapter 3 and verse 17.
Read it out.
Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel.
So we are made watchmen to the house of Israel. Our people, in order to be a watchman, that means you have to watch for danger. You got to watch to see what's going on in the community, who needs help, who's hurt, things like that. What needs to be fixed? You can't be soft and be a watchman.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a soft watchman.
Bring it out.
That's not possible. Read on.
Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me.
How are you going to give warning when you soft? You can't give warning to nobody
can't
when you're
it.
Soft. You can't do it. It's crazy.
You can't do it, man. You just, you can't.
Impossible.
Yeah, man.
You can't. Like I said, you can't.
No.
Like the officer was bringing out, solid point. You can't. I remember Esau had said something. If you could pull it back, he had said you like accountable or you lead others.
Yeah.
Yeah. Accountable.
Yeah, those are facts.
Right? You're responsible for the people, right? You can't be, which is a watchman, right? Like the officer was bringing out. You can't be responsible for the people. And your attribute, the first attribute you come out with is you got to be soft.
Oh, man. I'm from the hood, though.
Right.
I'm from the hood, but I got to be soft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make no sense.
No.
Don't make no sense.
Oxymoron,
right? Right? That's what I'm saying, man. Let's play on. But like I said, Esau said a lot, man. Esau said a lot. Go ahead.
5 seconds.
Go back
for the people that
we want to hear all of it again.
How many times have I heard Deacon say, "Be responsible for the people that you lead"?
Yeah,
right.
That's a whole bunch of times.
Right.
He spit it out.
Not
like
to bring race
that.
Into it, but black men, why are y'all always letting us down when y'all go on these panels? Like, why? Serious question. I wanted to play what the black man had to say about what masculinity is versus what the cowboy hat wearing white man had to say about what masculinity is. Watch.
I'm a black man from the hood. To me, being a man is knowing when to be soft.
Point number one is a man who walks with God. Point number two is a man who stands on principle. Point number three, which is a masculine man, is someone who is willing to sacrifice for point four, the people that he leads. A true man is a leader. And number five, a masculine man is never a coward.
That's a lot there.
Yeah. Male and female matters. God gives you one of those identities. You take on that role. And now you're responsible for fulfilling that role. There's a masculine crisis because men are not taking responsibilities for the God-given roles that they have in society.
Stop.
And so
he said you're responsible for filling that role, for
right.
fulfilling that role, right?
Yeah.
We as leaders in the nation, right, we're responsible for fulfilling the role of a man,
mm-hmm.
a godly man. Give me 1 Kings 2 and 2.
Yeah,
the book of 1 Kings, chapter 2 and verse 2.
Yeah, they're ready.
I go the way of all the earth.
Uh-huh.
Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man.
Show thyself a man. Masculinity comes from a man.
Get out.
Not a woman, a man. Read.
And keep the charge of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways. To keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments, testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses.
Also, it says what? A man keeps the charge of the Lord. Like he was saying, even though he Esau, guess what he said? He said, you have principles.
That's right.
The first thing he said was a man love
it
God.
Was.
Man
right.
that
said,
love
walk
God.
With God.
Walk with God.
Has principles. The principles that he has is he keeps the laws, the statutes, and the commandments.
Right.
When it pertains to the nation of Israel. So a man keeps the laws of God, and he sets his nation in order with the laws of God. And that's how he shows himself a man.
That's right.
You understand? Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, and notice, too, how when they put the camera at an angle where you can see the brother and the Edomite, he was kind of looking over his shoulder at him like, I know this.
Yeah.
And then, like, the Edomite is, like, kind of targeting what he's saying. Because, like, you can see that tension between what his statement was versus what the Edomite statement was.
That's why they put the camera on his face like that.
Exactly.
He had the heat on him.
Right.
He had the tight face.
Yeah, he was tight.
Bro, he was tight. Bro was tight as hell. Like, I can't believe he said this.
Yeah.
I can't believe he one up me like this.
Can I get First Maccabees?
Yes, bring it up.
Two. On the point of being men. A man that walks with God. So that is a true man.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, that goes with the principles because that is, I mean, that's a part of the principle because our principles come from the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read that. 1 Maccabees 2 and 64.
This is the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 2 and verse 64.
This is what we were instructed by our forefathers. Come on.
Wherefore, ye my sons.
My what?
My sons.
Uh-huh.
Be valiant
mm-hmm.
and show yourselves men. In the behalf of the law.
In behalf of the law, we're supposed to show ourselves men. That's what a real man is. A real man is determined on how he conducts himself based off of the laws
Bring
of God.
Out.
That's a real man. That's how you can you get the definition of valiant?
Yep. I was just looking at that.
Yeah. Read valiant.
Pull it.
Finish that out.
Because we black. Oh, yeah. Finish it off.
No, absolutely.
For by it shall ye obtain glory.
Oh, there it is. For by it we should obtain glory.
There we go.
Come on. Valiant.
Can y'all see that?
Valiant.
Yes, sir.
Possessing or showing courage.
Showing what?
Courage.
Didn't he say that in the video?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Or determination.
And some synonyms.
Similar words are brave, fearless, courageous, valorous, plucky, intrepid.
He
heroic.
Said plucky. Why are you gonna choose the one that nobody know? Plucky.
Plucky.
Skip the one that don't. But you real plucky. right.
Lion-hearted, manly, manful, bold, daring, audacious, gallant, confident, spirited, stout.
You get the point. Lion-hearted. Like these are the attributes that we're supposed to have as men.
Right.
That's what valiant is.
And lion-hearted ain't soft.
Right.
No, it ain't. Hey, Oscar, can I get something?
Go ahead.
Hey, Alfino, did you get that picture? I just want to bring this one quick point. It's in the book.
Brother said.
But Deuteronomy 28:48, can you give me that, Eric, real quick? Because a lot of people are saying this. So why do black men act like? We always got to go back to the source. You can't just look at the fruit of the tree, right? You got to see the beginning, right? So go to Deuteronomy 28:48.
Yes, sir.
Why was their answers different? One was colonized. One was stripped of his identity.
Right.
So don't ever get it twisted, sisters. We weren't made this way.
Mm-hmm.
God said, I made man uprightly.
Right.
So come on.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28 and verse 48.
Yeah.
Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies.
He didn't, the so-called white man, he didn't serve his, and we served him, right?
Right.
Come on.
Which the Lord shall send against thee.
Come on.
In hunger and in thirst.
Uh-huh.
And in nakedness.
Come on.
And in want of all things.
If you want to learn how to be a man, I'm going to teach you how to be my son, my boy, right? My son. Come on.
And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck.
Until what happens?
Until he have destroyed.
Until you in touch with your soft side. Until you know how to be soft.
Dang.
Bring it out.
Dang.
So we're going to go into this book because a lot of women, y'all play a part in this too. So I want to show y'all this.
Oh, we're going to bring it out.
Let's go into this book. They stole it, but you must return it, right?
Uh-huh.
So let's talk about our women. Oh, I mean, so weak. You played a part in that, though.
Yep, sure did.
Come on. Hey, can you zoom it in? Right there. It says, page 36, many black mothers are overprotective of their children, even against the father's authority. They often use and play the children against the father. The female, scroll down just a little bit. It says, all right, I'll just read that whole part. It said, the female slave relationship with the male slave was masked by a distant admiration. Her only chance of having any stable relationship with a particular black man was if the black man offered no threat, soft, to the evils of slavery. If he displayed any aggression against slavery, he was usually severely beaten and sent to another plantation or killed. Therefore, many aggressions by the black man were discouraged by the black woman. What do women say? I want a man in touch with his soft side.
Right.
His feminine side. We hear that little, that weak crap in the world. He got to know how to be in touch with his emotions. No. He need to be in touch with God.
That's what they saying out of their mouth, but that's not really what they want. Because eventually those relationships, they'll go down a drain.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Therefore, many aggressions by the black man were discouraged by the black women. What did that say? She did this to protect him. Consequently, many black women were conditioned to discourage certain aggressive behaviors in black men, particularly those behaviors that challenged or competed with white America. Even today, one of the most consistent type of husbands and fathers are the mansy-pansy type fathers with a subdued authority that is well controlled by the wishes of the mother.
Jeez,
bruh.
So you always got to go back to the source.
Bruh, you got to go back. Hey, I'm glad you said this. We going to go back to that bit because there's a lot to unpack with that first one. I'm telling you. Hey, O'Daniel, play the video. Keep that like where it's at. And play this video because we're at 50 seconds. Play that video that I just sent you on the bottom, right there, because this is what the officer's saying right here. He jumped ahead, but I was cool. We're rolling.
He said,
that was super heavy.
That is.
You saying you don't think men were more masculine back then than they are now?
Men in general, men worldwide were more masculine because we didn't have feminism. But see, the problem is black women... Your mother's generation and your grandmother's generation, they really failed you guys because they told you didn't need a man. So you can't.
Right.
Who raised these feminine, weak black men that you can't, that you have a problem with? Who raised them? Who raised them?
Damn.
Uh-oh.
80% of black children are born out of wedlock. Who raised them? Mm-hmm. Who?
Can't even say it.
Wow. We did.
Who's we?
My mom or whoever my grandparents did.
Black who?
Women.
Thank you.
There you go.
It was hard.
That was like people to say there you white people even say to it. Answer white people. They can't. It was the same thing.
Accountability.
There you go. Everybody gotta take their accountability, yeah. Right? But we talking about the men, right? We talking about the men on the first clip. But the woman has her responsibility as well. She got to take accountability as well.
Right.
Because what they was going to say in that other video is they're going to talk about role responsibility. Mm. And you're going to hear what the black man says about role responsibility. So go back to that video. So I'm with you, officer. I'm with you. We gonna get into that a little later.
Oh, pray.
No, but you on point. You on point. You in the spirit. Go ahead. Play that.
When you take away the need to say God made you this or God made you this, now you don't have to take responsibility for not fulfilling.
Stop. That's exactly what it's talking about. It says when you don't, when, what did he say again? Help me out.
When you don't need, when you say you don't need.
God said,
I think he's referring to like the gender role.
Right. Roles, role responsibility, right? He said, when you take out the role responsibilities, when you don't fulfill, you don't feel that you have to be a man, one man has to be a man, woman has to be a woman. Guess what happens? You deny responsibility for that role.
Right. True.
Go back a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Cause confusion.
Right.
And so when you take away the need to say God made you this or God made you this, now you don't have to take responsibility for not fulfilling what you were called to do.
When you do that, you also take away other things that somebody else may do. If I have a woman or a partner that wants to take on certain roles and I say, hey, those are my roles that God gave me in society, now I'm suppressing that person. Like, at the end of the day, we're all human beings.
Stop. 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 I'm about to throw up, bro.
I know it's a lot to unpack, man. Give me 1 Corinthians real quick. 1 Corinthians 11.
Snap.
He said, what with the black man talking about being in his feelings about that soft comment, right? He talking
about the cry right now.
Yeah. If she wants to be masculine, and then I say she can't be masculine.
I deny her that.
I'm denying her feelings.
I'm suppressing her.
I'm suppressing her feelings.
He ain't even speaking for himself yet. He's speaking on his woman.
He's speaking for bruh.
His woman takes him, nigga. You better represent, right?
I'm telling you, bro.
He got the call. He got the call.
Yeah, he can't even say his own mind right now. He's speaking exactly what that woman want to hear.
Mad emotional too.
Bro, get read that 1 Corinthians, bro.
This is the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11 and verse 3. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ.
This is letting you know that God is about order, and he giving you the divine order right now.
That's right.
Read.
And the head of the woman is the man.
The head of the what?
The head of the woman is the man.
What does this sound like, brothers? This sounds like responsibility for your role.
Right.
Exactly. Right? Just like the Esau was saying, right? He said what? We got to have responsibility in our roles, and we gotta go in those God-given roles.
Right.
We have to, because you know what'll happen? If we don't have our minds on our God-given roles and we don't act out those behaviors of our God-given roles, what are we going to have? We're going to have confusion. Mm-hmm. You're going to have what? A nation that's out of order.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right? You're going to have all these things. I was thinking about that scripture where God called us a noble vine, have become a degenerate plant.
Yeah.
Right? The reason why we become a part of it, a degenerate plant, first and foremost, is because we didn't apply God's commandments. But those commandments we didn't apply is we didn't stay in order. We didn't stay in order. A man wasn't a man, and a woman wasn't a woman.
Right.
You got that?
Yes, sir.
Read that.
This is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2 and verse 21.
Read it out.
Yet I had planted thee a noble vine, holy, a right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me?
You hear that? God's asking a question there. He said, how then did you turn into a degenerate plant? How? You know how we turn into that degenerate plant? Is because we went away from this Bible.
Right.
We went away from what God God told us to be. Right? Give me that in Deuteronomy 4. And if you got some, officer.
Yes, sir.
Deuteronomy 4 real quick. Deuteronomy 4.
still dealing with the with us supposed to be that noble vine.
What you want? What
Deuteronomy 4, let's get verse 5.
Okay, this is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4 and verse 5. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me,
mm-hmm.
that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them.
So we're supposed to keep those commandments and do them, because when you keep those commandments and do them, guess what happens? It breeds good household. It breeds a good nation, right? Everything is in order. Everybody knows their roles and their responsibilities in those roles, right? Go ahead.
For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nation.
You see what the brother said right in the beginning of the video. Every time a black man get on one of these panels, he let us down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what he's really doing is he's letting us down in front of the nations.
Right.
Right.
When we apply these commandments, what does it say? It's our wisdom and our understanding in the sight of the nation. So we're not going to get up on some social media platform and we're not going to sound foolish saying that we from the hood and we soft.
Yeah.
Talking about masculinity. It's going
to be our first king.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You finished that?
No, sir. Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
When we apply those laws, read.
For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them,
mm-hmm.
as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for?
So that right there is how we're going to come back. That's how we're going to get back in order,
right?
By applying the commandments, and the other nations will see that once we apply what's in this Bible. You have something else?
Yeah, give me 1 Timothy 2:11. Because the way that the brother was speaking, you could tell that his house is completely out of order.
Right.
He ain't running his house.
Yes, sir.
He ain't the head of nothing,
right,
in his house.
Sir.
So if he's the follower, when you're not able to take your role as a man to be the leader, and you're saying, well, if I don't let her lead, I'm suppressing her feelings.
Oh, okay.
You have lost.
Yes.
You have that's some sympathy.
Yes.
That's sympathetic.
Wow.
Read that.
Symbology.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's symbology.
That's a new one.
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2 and verse 11.
Freedom.
Let the woman learn in silence. With all subjection.
With all what?
With all subjection.
But I can't suppress her, though.
With all subjection.
Mm-hmm. This is what the Bible says. Read.
But I suffer not a woman to teach.
And this is why the women aren't supposed to be in the forefront
marriage,
of the community. And this is what we see in the black community. The,
exactly.
The woman's in the front.
Yes, sir.
And the man's in the back.
Big mama.
Bruh. Scared.
Right, scared. Bruh. Right, come on.
But I suffer not a woman to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Nor to usurp authority over the man.
And this is what he's allowing to go on in his household.
That's,
you can see it.
That's literally what he just said.
Yeah.
Real
wow.
Yeah. And this is why he's getting so emotional.
Right.
Why he's talking. He about to literally cry talking to Esau. Esau just stating facts.
He said, but you suppressing her, man.
Right.
Hey, I'll say you're one.
Yeah.
Hey, to your point, too, you know, just to give brothers an example, think about it. Like, when you go out to eat, they say, oh, what will the lady have tonight?
Right.
Or
right,
you go into, like, look at a house or something. They say, oh, well, you know, you got to get what the wife like.
Right.
Happy wife, happy life.
Right.
Hell no.
Brothers go to the hospital. They speak to the woman about the child.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. I trust me. I have 4 kids, right?
Uh-huh.
And they was trying to, like, do the whole, like, you know, the C-section or whatever.
Yeah.
They was trying to go to my wife, asking my wife. I said, man, if y'all don't get the hell over, get the hell over here, come talk to me. I didn't let them do it.
Stop it.
I said, man, no, y'all not finna do that. Y'all not finna do that to me. And you know how they address me? Oh, is this your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. What the hell is this?
You don't mean nothing.
You know, is this your boyfriend?
Wow.
It's your baby father.
Yeah.
You know, we don't get married.
Right.
Crazy,
man.
Hey, what did the Esau say in the video? We got to, if people don't know their roles, right? So can you get that book? This is once again, this is They Stole It, You Must Return It.
Yeah.
It says, I go to the highlighted part I got. It says, white America took away the black male's role as a father and husband. Therefore, responsibility, discipline, and direction for his family, including his children, were not in his hands.
Dang.
The black man was only a breeder.
Damn.
Wow. Parental authority was in the hands of the slave master. As a father, the black man was so humiliated that he was not looked upon as a father or a man. So in this brother talking, this is what he's speaking from.
Exactly.
Can you give me the next 2 minutes real quick? Okay, go ahead.
It says, that's heavy.
That's heavy stuff.
The black man was only a breeder. parental authority was in the hands of the slave master.
Damn.
Today we have what? WIC. We got EBT.
Yes, yep.
What else is it called?
Section 8.
Child support.
Child support.
There's something. There's a different word I'm thinking about, but I can't remember right now. But when a man had to be out the house in order to receive.
Oh, that's welfare. That's
welfare.
Welfare. Welfare.
Yep.
Now, that's the part I missed. It says slavery for the black males prevented their coming to emotional maturity by inflicting on them a perpetual childhood and imposing their master's ideology on them. What did he say? You got to be soft. That's Esau talking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Esau told him to be soft.
Perpetual childhood. Boy, if that ain't the truest thing
I ever heard. Bruh, I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Y'all in the spirit, man. For real, for real. I got another video that go right along with what you're saying right here.
Can you get the next two images real quick before I forget the point? I forgot.
Go ahead.
I might need all this. Go down.
That book, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. This is Brainwashed. It's another book, Bishop Yahweh Brown. It says, where the beatdown began. To be blunt, disproportionate black family dysfunction is directly linked to American chattel slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it comes from. Now go to the next image real quick. I don't want to get all that. I just want to be quick. It says, stripping black men and women of their natural roles as parents and protectors and conditioning them to accept physical and psychological abuse were initial steps in the brainwashing campaign. Mark 3 and 25. I can land my plane real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It says strip them of their natural roles, right?
Wow.
Make the man soft, make the woman strong. What do women say? I'm a strong, independent black woman.
Right, and you don't – the thing about that is you don't have terms like that for other races.
Not
of people.
At all.
No,
you don't hear, oh, yeah, I'm a strong Asian woman.
Yeah.
I'm a strong –
no, they don't.
No, that comes from us, man.
Hey, you don't have no Chinese
baby. Hey, I saw this post.
Damn, I never thought about it like that.
What'd you say, Daniel? I saw this post about laws in North Korea. Women in North Korea are limited to like 3 hairstyles. They cannot wear pants. They got like 3 TV channels. So sisters over here, they wouldn't last.
Man.
Not under that type of subjection.
Too much damn liberty.
Right.
I'm trying to tell you, too much damn liberty, man. That's what I'm telling you. But go ahead, bring out your point, officer.
Mark 3:25.
This is the book of Mark, chapter 3 and verse 25.
Read out!
And if a house be divided against itself.
If you divide the house against itself, you say to women, you're going to be in a man role. The man, I want you soft and weak. Now, what's going to happen?
That house cannot stand.
When we divide it against each other, the household isn't right. The man isn't that foundation. It can't what?
That house cannot stand.
Look at us now. Look at our community.
There you go. And I'm glad you're bringing this out because it shows what happened to us. It shows why we are this way. But I like to do shows. I like to do classes like this, and we can never bring this out enough because we need to bring this to the forefront of our men's attention so that way they can get it right.
That's right.
Remember, God said, who going to rise up for me against the evildoers,
right?
Somebody got to start to rise up. When we start to read this Bible and we start to see ourselves in this Bible as leaders, we got to rise up and we got to start to take our manhood back.
That's right.
We got to start to take that thing back and take our nation back.
That's right.
Right? You want to play the rest of this video, or y'all got something else on that?
No, sir.
Let's play the rest of this video.
Seems to be a man is to be a adult human male.
That's the reason why we brought that
black
out before, because you heard it. They got that little piece of the what is it? The LGP elemental Q.
Yeah, the alphabet crew.
Right.
Okay,
yeah, the alphabet crew.
I like that.
That's also what Esau was talking about with the gender role.
Right.
You remove your gender role, you remove responsibility.
Right.
So you identify as this.
Right.
You ain't a man. No.
You ain't a man.
Yeah,
no
Esau's
more, so
wicked. He get this sweet ass looking Jake on here.
Right.
He get the other Jake. He didn't set these dudes in. He ain't gonna get nobody that think is really masculine to get up there and speak.
Right.
He not gonna get an Andrew Tate, Kevin Samuels type.
No.
He gonna handpick a Negro to go speak.
Exactly. Hey, y'all remember that video of Debo from Friday? He said that they don't like him in Hollywood because he refuses to put on a dress.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that. Yeah.
No. Yeah, they ain't gonna put no strong masculine black man in front.
No.
They ain't gonna do that.
They wouldn't let Ice Cube talk on here.
Yeah.
Damn.
They gonna put a Terry Crews out there. That's crazy. Yeah. But play the rest of that, man.
Now I'm suppressing that person. Like at the end of the day, we're all human beings.
What it means to be a man is to be a adult human male.
You have black man and a white man. The black guy told you he was black and he was from the hood. So that's his intro into all of this we're talking about.
Right.
The white guy is speaking about God and principle. He's not talking about race. He's talking about God and what God requires a man to do. And I think the problem is that Ho said it when he said
that's a lot.
So in other words, what the white guy is saying to the average guy today is too much. It's too much for the average guy to follow God and self-sacrifice, leader, never a coward. That's a great task. If we go the black man's route, he can literally sit back and let the woman lead. Right. You look at black culture, the women run it. The women run politics, the culture, the church, you, teachers.
Stop. He said in black culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Women run everything. They run the church.
Yep.
They run the entertainment. They run the media. They run all this stuff, right? And we was going over, right, with what Officer Caleb was bringing out and then what Kevin Samuels brought in that video, right?
Yeah.
He said, who raised these weak, effeminate brothers? Who raised them?
Right.
Give me that in Isaiah real quick. Give me that Isaiah 3.
He already right there.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 3 and verse 12.
Freedom!
As for my people, children are their oppressors.
It says, as for my people, children are their oppressors. Read.
And women rule over them.
That's what it is right there. We're not saying, and you know what happens when we bring out strong, masculine topics like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens with the women? They think that they don't got no type of responsibility, or they don't think that they have a place in the nation.
Right.
No, you do have a place in the nation. It's just not to lead.
Bring it out.
It's just not to lead. Because look at what's been happening so far. Y'all have been leading us. And look, it says, read it again. Watch this.
Read Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 12. As for my people, children are their oppressors.
So guess what? The women that rule over us and they run the churches and the entertainment and all this, it says that those children that they breed, they're our oppressors,
mm-hmm.
meaning they're the gangbangers,
mm-hmm.
right? They're the ones that when you're walking down the street, they snatch your purse.
Emotional
as hell, like the officer said. Read.
And women rule over them.
And that's what we get. Women are leading the nation. Read.
Oh, my people. They which lead thee, cause thee to err.
Oh, my people. My people means nation. It says the nation of Israel. What? Read that again.
Oh, my people. They which lead thee, cause thee to err.
They that lead thee, which cause thee to err. When we read 1 Corinthians 11, who's supposed to be the leader?
That's right.
Yeah.
Who's supposed to be the leader?
Hmm.
The man is supposed to be the leader.
That's right.
So that's what we're doing. We're coming to turn. I know it says upside down, but we coming to really, like Deacon said, turn it right side up.
That's right.
That's really what we coming to do is right side up. We supposed to be the leaders. We supposed to be the strong man in the nation.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to breed a strong nation. You have something?
Nope, that's it.
Tag you one real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Isaiah 32. Women, y'all want the strong masculine men according to the Bible, right? Because that's going to bring order and stability to our nation, right? You should never want to hold a man down and tell him, get in touch with your feminine side. That ain't the kind of man you want, right?
Hell no.
Isaiah 32 and 3, right? And man going to be a, let me see. I think it's Isaiah 32 and 2, yeah.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 32 and verse 2.
Freedom!
And a man,
a masculine one,
shall be as an hiding place from the wind.
Come on.
And a covert from the tempest.
Uh-huh.
As rivers of water in a dry place.
That's how the man, he's going to be protection.
Right.
That's all that just described. He's a protector. You're going to be able to rely on him. He's not going to be asking his woman to lead. Hey, I'm going to let you handle this, sis. No, he's a leader. Can I get one more real quick? Yeah. Numbers 27 and what is that, 16? Let's set a man.
Yeah. Bring that up. I was thinking about that scripture.
Numbers 27
and
verse 15.
This see is what the God book of said. Numbers. Chapter 27 and verse 15.
Freedom!
And Moses spake unto the Lord, saying,
what?
Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation.
And we're going to see what he does.
Which may go out before them.
Uh-huh.
And which may go in before them.
That what?
And which may lead.
Which what?
Which may lead them out. And which may bring them in.
That's what Joshua was. Didn't he raise up Joshua to do that?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
That's all
right. Very good scripture. Very good scripture. Lead them out. Go ahead.
That the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep which have no shepherd.
Oh, yeah. That last part was
that's what we see today.
Right.
We ain't got no shepherd.
No shepherd. Guess what? But we coming back, though.
They over there following Bishop Hezekiah.
Huh?
that bishop that was at men's conference.
They
over there following that bishop.
Man. Oh,
man.
I never seen so many sodomites in my life.
Bruh. Hey, when we walked to that thing, we walked to that thing at men's conference, man. Bruh, did you see all the, like, the ladies, the church hats
what?
And all that
yeah.
stuff, man? Telling you, the
masculine.
Women just.
They was masculine.
Right, right. Women just, like you said, women taking over the church.
Yeah.
The entertainment, all that stuff, yeah. man.
Hey, Officer Yuan ain't gonna say it, but I know I saw one of them had Officer Yuan in a chokehold in the elevator.
What?
Wait, what'd you say?
Officer, you remember, Officer Yuan, you remember that? That's
what
had you in the chokehold.
say it one more again.
He said, if you didn't prove it, it happened.
He said, you get a picture.
I need you to repeat yourself. Cause
I was just messing with you, sir. Oh, shoot, damn. He said one of the sisters had in a church hat and a flower dress had Officer Yuan in a headlock in the elevator.
Man. It was
like in Baltimore.
Paper mache wrapped up in black duct tape or something. It was crazy. And the brothers had the ankles out. I'm like, what is going on right now?
Bro,
the shoes with the ankles out with the high waters.
Yeah. Oh, they need to pull their shoes up.
Shoot.
Pull your shoes up.
Hey, pull your shoes up.
Damn.
Oh,
Jesus. And these are brothers that's right behind a woman.
Oh, man.
Not leading a nation, man.
Yeah.
Play this video. Let's finish it up.
He can literally sit back and let the woman lead. You look at black culture, the women run it. The women run politics, the culture, the church, teachers, mostly. Like, everything in the black community is ran by women.
It's interesting that we can put it into racial terms, that you find that the black guy behaves more like a woman. His
Stop. The black man behaves more like a woman.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why. Because he was raised by women.
Yeah. Right. Willie Lynch.
Exactly.
Yeah, she raised him in reverse roles. I was just saying that. I wish we had it. Yeah.
Bruh, what? I'm trying to tell you, that's what happens. That's why we got to bring back the family structure.
Right.
The Bible is about the family structure,
right.
About the man being that foundation, putting the discipline back in the men,
yeah.
Right? Even the man got to be there for the daughters, because the daughters make terrible decisions mm-hmm. without their father's what guidance.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Look at them.
That's what the scripts say.
Go ahead.
This is more like a woman. He's lost his real identity. He's talking about there shouldn't be roles, you know. He's supposed to be the one that is setting the tone. He's supposed to be the one that is setting the standard.
Stop.
Of his own.
It said, she said that he lost his identity.
I thought when she said that.
He lost his identity. Guess what? Go to 1 Kings 8 real quick. He lost his identity. You damn right he lost his identity.
Yeah. You did too.
Exactly. You did too. But it's time. It's time, brothers. It's time, sisters. It's time for y'all to learn who you are and come back to this Bible. And build the nation back. But we got to build it in order. Read that.
46?
8 and 47.
This is the book of 1 Kings, chapter 8 and verse 47.
Freedom!
Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captives.
To bethink yourselves means to remember.
That's right.
We got to bethink ourselves, right? We ain't black. We ain't African-American. We not Hispanic. We none of them things. We not Native American. We are the Israelites according to the Bible. And guess what? An Israelite man is going to be a leader.
That's right.
And the Israelite woman shall follow.
Right.
Bring it out.
Read.
Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captives
mm-hmm.
and repent.
And do what?
And repent.
Change your way of thinking. The black man and Hispanic man, black woman, Hispanic woman, we got to change our way of thinking. Our thoughts got to start to be the Most High thoughts.
Right.
Right? We got to stop thinking like the officer was bringing out earlier. All that slave mentality and that slave doctrine, it's time to come out of that now. You can read.
Right.
You can read now, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And make supplication unto thee
mm-hmm.
in the land of them that carried them captives, saying, we have sinned.
We got to acknowledge it. We got to take accountability. We got to say, we have sinned. The woman got to say, you know what? I was a big, loud mouth. The man got to be like, yo, I was being soft. Mm-hmm. And I got to come back.
Right.
Read.
And have done perversely.
Uh-huh.
we have committed wickedness.
And now those role reverses and not accept the responsibility for our roles,
we have committed wickedness.
Right. Read.
And so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies.
It's time. The time is now.
Yeah.
We in the land of our enemies right now. When we got off them ships, guess what? We still in the same place where we got off them ships. Read.
Which led them away captive and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause.
So that's what it is. We got to get back prayer, right? First and foremost, and we got to get that application going. We got to get that application going. Bishop bring out that perfect, what is it, acronym, right? That SPOT.
Right.
We got to study. We got to study. We got to pray, and we got to apply what's in this Bible.
Right.
That's how we're going to come back. And guess what? In doing that, the man has to come back to the forefront. He has to be that strong leader. So that way, the people, the nation could be strong.
Right.
It could be strong. Y'all got anything?
Yeah, give me Malachi 4.
Yes.
Malachi 4 and 4.
Yes,
sir. Because a big part of taking responsibility is also just acknowledging where you've gone off.
Mm-hmm.
And then with repentance, putting off the old man.
Right.
That's right.
Which was a weak man. And now you got to relearn how to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
And all the prophets, all the apostles were revolutionary men.
That's right.
They were revolutionary men. They weren't following no woman.
Right.
They weren't weak to no woman. Go ahead, read that.
This is the book of Malachi, chapter 4 and verse 4. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments.
Come on.
Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
So something had to happen.
Right.
Something had to happen in order for our people to start changing their ways. And this event had to take place. The prophet Elijah had to be put back on earth in the last days to help us come back to the laws of God, to correct our errors. Read on.
And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers.
He's going to turn the mind of our fathers.
To the children.
To us, the children. Come on.
And the heart of the children
right.
to their fathers.
Which is this Bible. Come on.
Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
This prophecy is speaking. We have to put off all the old ways that we were taught. And now we got to look at the Bible with the mind of our fathers and then learn those ways that our fathers taught us in the past. And reinstill them back into our households.
Oh, praises to the Most High. Oh, praises to the Most High, man.
Can I get one script?
Go ahead. Bring it out.
Can you get Matthew 12 and 34 for me, please?
Hey, have Soldier Eric talk closer to the mic.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, man. I got the tissue, man. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 34.
Read it out.
O generation of vipers. How can ye, being evil, speak good things?
Now, this is Christ speaking, calling us a generation of vipers. It says, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? We're so surrounded by evil, and the way we're raised, nothing really comes out good. But continue reading, please. Mm-hmm.
For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
So it says, out of the abundance of the heart, which is your mind, your mouth speaketh. Now, the officer mentioned study, pray, and apply.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have drill music going into the abundance of your mind all the time, then that's what's going to come out of your mouth. Now, you study, pray, and apply with these scriptures, for out of the abundance of the heart, your mind, the mouth speaketh. You'll start speaking scripture.
And it ain't just drill music, too. Remember, Jaheim said, put that woman first. If you got Jaheim banging in your head, that's what's going to come out.
Officer Nathaniel, man, I'm here, you know what I mean, by the grace of the Most High. that and the son Christ, man, I was able to do the power hour, so I'm here to, you know, I'm here to spit a little bit about Judah, man. We gotta set the record straight, man, about Judah. You know what I'm saying? We were simping, but not no more.
Right.
That's not
right.
No more, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? We gotta stick up for Judah because Tobias don't be doing it. Bring it on. Tobias don't be doing it on the power hour, man. Tobias, man, you gotta let your Judah aura come off in that power hour plus, man. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
You're fading to the back.
I know, man. You just be fading to the back. He's saying we're bad cooks.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Now I'm joking.
Can I get one real quick, Dawson?
Go ahead.
Because you said our forefathers, also you said our forefathers revolutionary. So Rock 44 and 4. Let's get what our forefathers was. So we can get like this right here.
Yes, sir.
You got to get the music soul child out your mind. Teach me how to love. God's going to teach you how to love.
God, right, exactly.
44. I used to like music, too. I ain't going to lie. Come on.
No, you still do. It's all right.
It's all right, man. You just can't. 44. You can't have them things like, you can't be acting them things out.
Right.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's a certain type of time and a place for stuff like that, right?
Come on.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 44 and verse 4. Leaders of the people.
Oh, I'm sorry. Start up a little bit above that. It's talk about. Now let us praise famous men. Come on.
Yeah,
this is the book of Sirach, chapter 44 and verse 1. Let us now praise famous men and our fathers.
And our what?
And our fathers that beget us.
Verse 4.
Leaders of the people by their counsel.
Is that not what Esau brought out? You got to be a leader. Come on.
And by their knowledge of the learning. I'm sorry. And by their knowledge of learning. Meat for the people.
They were study, spring, and apply. They was well learned. Come on.
Wise and eloquent in their instructions.
They was instructing the nation. That's the point I wanted. They were leaders of the people.
That's exactly. Let's finish this out, y'all, because we got about like 10 minutes.
Home for society, for community. And he just sounds very lost. Where the cowboy hat guy, he's very determined and he's very resolute. He's matter of fact. He's not wishy-washy, and he sounds like somebody you can depend on. And this other guy sounds like, how you doing?
It's funny because people looking at this.
Stop, man. She
said, Judah sound like, how you doing?
Bruh.
Stop it.
Get some help. She basically said that dude sound effeminate, That's
sweet.
What she said.
He's sweet.
He said he's sweet. Hey, but he came out and said of himself, though, when he came out, I'm from the hood, but I'm soft.
Caps in the circle.
Right, bro.
The exhale like that. Waiting to exhale looking at.
Bruh, you got the woman saying that thing. The woman able to identify that. You see how she talking about Esau?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
The devil like that.
Yes.
And that's how it's been. That's why we got to come back and set the nation in order. Mm-hmm. Got to set them in order, man. The black man and the black woman, they can't be apart. They got to be together, but it got to be together in righteousness and in order.
That's right.
Right? Go ahead, play the rest of that.
See the white guy, and they'll go, see, he exemplifies everything toxic about manhood and masculinity. I don't know, I guess Christian Walker is supposed to be the black conservative on the panel. You make of that what you will. It just goes to show you how much blacks have bitten the forbidden fruit of Marxism. Feminism, such as it is today or such as it ever was, is just a mutation of Marxism. Friedrich Engels in his book, The Origins of the Family, about how the female sex should be ushered into the public sector in order to destroy or destabilize the monogamous family as a quote-unquote economic unit. And so when you have so many black men who buy into this entire oppression narrative, black identity, such as it is, has become synonymous with communism.
So that's a lot to unpack there, man. You going to say something else, sir? But yeah, it's a lot to unpack there, man. I'm telling you now, bro. That agenda is being pushed. That agenda is being pushed by Esau. Heavy, heavy, heavy. And that's to break up the family structure.
Yeah.
To have us divide all at a right. To divide and conquer. It's not only divide and conquer when it comes to the races, right? Because you got Hispanics and blacks, which they don't think they're the same people. But it's divide and conquer in the household, too.
That's right.
Right? Set the black man against the black woman, right? Set the Hispanic man against the Hispanic woman. Say, hey, you got to be a strong black woman.
Right.
And tell the black man, hey, calm down. You got to be soft.
Right.
You got to be more soft. That's not how we're supposed to be.
Right.
That's setting the nation out of order. Out of order. We here to set it back in order. That's what we must do. We must set the nation back in order. Go to the next video that I had. Did I have something else?
And he mentioned we bit of the forbidden fruit.
It was
forced upon you, though. People like to forget that fact that this kind of mindset was, we only perpetuating what we've learned through slavery.
Right, exactly. But what we got to do is once we hear it, we got to start to change.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We got, once we hear that thing, we got to be like, nah, something ain't right, man.
Right. What I will say is she said she looked to the white guy as a savior.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is why our community always looks to Esau as the savior, but to the men, to the black men, we weak. They can't look to us for no salvation.
Right.
Nah.
We ain't saving nobody, but this is, I'll bring a script later.
No, bring it out. Bring it out. I know what you're going.
Obadiah 1. Give me Obadiah 1 and 21 real quick.
That's very good.
Because we are the saviors of our people.
Right.
We have that responsibility to save our people.
Hey, officer. They want us to save them in their folly. Right.
Yes.
Like the sister that got hit in the face with that brick.
Yes.
She ain't want nothing to do with a black man until she got hit with a brick.
Right. And she a feminist. Whole time she a feminist.
Right.
Talking about no man was coming to save me when I got hit with a brick. Man, sit your behind now.
Right. You got to get in order, man. In order for just like Christ to be the savior of the body. Right. We got to be in order.
Yeah.
Christ ain't coming back to redeem us till we get in order.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Go ahead.
This is the book of Obadiah, verse 21. And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion.
On Mount Zion. Saviors are being brought up today. We have to build the men back up, the so-called black man, Hispanic man, and Native American man, to take their rightful place. We're raising up these men now. Come on.
To judge the Mount of Esau.
And this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing today. Because we got to correct all the errors that they put on our people and what they did to our people.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Especially the household. Come on.
And the kingdom shall be the Lord.
And at the end, we're going to get back. We're going to get the get back. That's going to be us.
And you know, Esau is not a real leader anyway, sister. This a guy going to destroy them that destroyed earth. This man destroying earth. He's not leading in righteousness in no way. He just got one form of it, and that's what people cling to, like Trump or something, right?
Right.
It's not no real leader. Real leaders is your men. So
right.
Hey, and they use their own people for collateral.
That the Negro was created in the lab.
That's what you going into
right there.
Right. That's exactly what the officer is going into. The Negro was created in a lab, right?
Yes, sir.
Nah, it's time
Tyrone.
Right. And it's time to put that Negro to bed, man.
That's right.
Put that Negro to bed, and it's just time to wake up that Israelite man.
That's right.
That strong Israelite man.
Because they're not going to change until you come back to your identity.
Right.
You can think you can get money, or I'm a sports, I'm an athlete. None of that is being a real man. That's not the definition.
Right. God said only by my spirit.
Right.
That's right.
My
spirit. That's right.
Even money, because Steve Harvey got cheated on.
Yeah. Right.
It ain't been confirmed, but they said they did.
Bro. I think she was, bro. I heard it was like the
bodyguard and
the bodyguard, the pool boy, the chef.
I just, that's crazy. But
she had all the bro.
Cheat on him. Who the hell is you?
Exactly.
So money ain't going to change it, man. It's going to be the spirit of the Lord, man.
That's
right. These sisters back in order. When we come back in order, they going to get back in order,
right?
Play that real quick, and then we'll end it on this. We'll just throw some stuff around. Go ahead.
Okay, this is it.
It says, why are some black men weak today? Go ahead.
Men today, in today's culture, weak. Here's three reasons why. First one, socially engineered by the culture.
That's
number
captivity.
Two, black men are being emasculated by the culture and the media on purpose. And number three, because of traumas that the black man has dealt with and the traumas and hurt and never going to get help. Or
stop it right here.
Yes.
Stop it. Stop it right here.
I'm looking at it too. Go ahead.
Stop it right there. It says, go on a little bit because you got to kind of blur it out. You know, I can't remember.
Yeah, rewind it back just a little bit so you can see the words.
Yeah, thank you. So dealing with traumas and deep hurt but never seeking help or counsel.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the help or the counsel we supposed to go? We supposed to go sit on the white man's couch?
Right.
No.
Hell
we supposed to come to what? God's Bible. Give me that scripture where it says, my counsel will stand.
Isaiah 34?
I think it is, yeah. Isaiah 34, and I think it's 16. Give me that scripture.
Yes, sir.
Right there.
Got it?
Yes, sir. This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 34 and verse 16.
Read out.
Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read.
So when you're dealing with these traumas and deep hurt, guess what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to go study. Study and apply, right? Like Bishop was saying, spa. It says what? Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read, read.
No one of these shall fail.
None of the things in this Bible is going to fail us as a nation. It's going to set the household back in order. It's going to set the man back as the leader. It's going to set the woman back in her rightful position. That's what it's going to do. Read.
It was Isaiah 46 and 10.
That's yeah, you can bring that too. Go ahead.
None shall want her mate.
Uh-huh.
For my mouth it hath commanded,
mm-hmm.
and his spirit it hath gathered.
So that's what we was bringing out earlier. The mouth of the Lord have commanded the men to stand up and be leaders.
That's right.
It have commanded you sisters that you need to follow the leaders.
That's right.
Subjection. And like, right, be in subjection. And like the officer was saying here, y'all going to get saved.
Yeah,
that's right.
If y'all just follow God's order, if you seek ye out of this book of the Lord.
Help us help you, sis.
Right. Right. I like that. I like that. Right. Sis, help us help you.
That's right.
Read.
This is the book of Isaiah.
Oh, you about to
no,
get
I'm going to just finish okay, that. Yeah. You got it.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 46 and verse 10.
Read out.
Declaring the end from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand,
mm-hmm.
and I will do all my pleasure.
That's the part I wanted.
Okay.
My counsel shall stand. So guess what? We doing wickedness. God said, my counsel is going to stand.
Right.
But if you come back, his counsel is going to stand.
Right.
His counsel is going to stand. You gonna get if you do the things orderly and you get back in order, guess what? God said we're going to be above all nations.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have the wisdom and understanding in the sight of the nations.
Yeah.
Right?
Rule them with a rod of iron.
The man is going to be precious than more precious than fine gold.
That's right.
Right? Sister's going to be palaces.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's
eternal
the
life.
Right, right. That God's counsel must stand. When it says traumas, right?
Yeah.
We got to seek the counsel from the Lord.
And the counsel we need.
Yep, right. Play the rest of that and we'll end it out. There's some good stuff.
Sling or talk to someone. You're dealing with a little bit of mental illness here and there. And so those are the main reasons. Here's a bonus. Some just make excuses. Because women have been masculated. The black man is now being emasculated. That's my tip.
All right, so I'll say this, and I'm going to pass it to y'all for final thoughts, but I'll just say this when on the last point of making excuses, right? We do make excuses, right?
Yeah.
Because we have brought out the reasons why these things happen. Now, like I was saying before, we can read.
Yeah.
This truth is in the earth. Like the scripture says, the truth has sprung up from
That's
the
right.
earth.
That's right. That's
so
right.
Now what you going to do?
Right.
What you going to do, black man?
Mm-hmm.
What you going to do, Hispanic man? Are you going to stand up? Are you going to be leaders? Or are you going to make excuses? No, we gotta take our nation back into our own hands and apply this Bible and set the nation back in order.
That's right.
Right? Y'all got something? Y'all got any final thoughts before we end it?
The only final thought is now, since it's our responsibility over our households,
mm-hmm.
we not over our households right now as a community.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to take it back
right.
from Esau.
Right.
We got to take it back. And the only way we can do that is by applying God's laws.
Right.
So
right.
we can put our rightful place
right.
as the head of the house.
That's right.
And save our people.
All praises to the Most High, man. That's our time, man. You know, we always wish we could stay with you longer, man. I'm glad we did the power hour. Have my brother, special guest, Officer Yuan. It's always good speaking with speaking about these topics with our brothers and sisters. Hope y'all glean something from today's radio show on the power hour. Make sure, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't say this, right, Othaniel? Make sure you go tune in to the Power Hour Plus on
right.
Wednesdays
right.
exclusively on IUIC Phoenix. Make sure y'all get on IUIC Phoenix. Y'all like, y'all share, y'all subscribe. Y'all go through all the content, man. There's a lot of good content on there, and we got the Mighty Deacon Yahshua on there.
Mighty.
So y'all go and check the check the Power Hour out. Plus, on Wednesdays, again, what's the time again, Nathaniel?
7 o'clock Pacific and 10 o'clock Eastern.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, and that's all we got for y'all. The Power Hour on the Sabbath. Hey, IUI's Phoenix, Shalom, Most High and Christ bless you.
Most High and Christ bless.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Yasharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation, one nation.
This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Yasharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation, one nation.
It wouldn't be Israel without Mexicans. Black love, brown pride, cause we next to kin. We ain't gotta tell Esau to let's be friends, cause we above all nations and we better than them. We the salt of the earth, ay, ay. And we been king since birth, ay, ay. We put the kingdom first, ay, ay. And they gon' get this work, ay, ay. We was chosen, not cause we the most of the people. Few in numbers, but we over the people. We gods of this earth, we ain't supposed to be equal. Stop playing, you emotional people. The good gotta triumph over the evil. So my foot's on the throat of the eagle. Their tongues will confess that we the people. Cause my nation ain't never been feeble.
For the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Yasharala. Hey, one nation, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation, one nation.
This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Yasharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation, one nation.
I can't take one step without my brothers too. Vámonos muchachos, yeah, you know there's one for you. Me gusta arroz con pollo, tacos, chilangos, sipping on carbón.